This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Flaring off a screen, Waters. Waters, chest pass to Moody. Moody fakes, drives right to the paint, swings it back to Pajemski. A corner three is money. Cold hard cash, and this game is tied. It is only the second tie of the night.
Bay Area, it's Brandon Pajemski. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
13 points. 7 assists, 8 rebounds. He almost messed around and got a triple-double last night.
Yeah, almost.
Whew. And he's kind enough to join us right now after the 104-89 victory over the Pelicans last night in a 4-1 start. Joining us here on the River Islands guest line on Willard and Dibbs is none other than Brandon Pajemski. Hey, Pods, how you doing?
Good, guys. How are you guys?
We're good, man. That's the last time you're going to ask Coach to review a play, isn't it?
Yeah. I guess so.
can you take us through that exchange and that conversation?
Yeah, I mean, obviously guarding Jordan Hawkins on the right wing, and I hit the ball off either his leg or his hand, and I went off him, but the ref said, it's their ball, and I just looked to our bench and kind of animated and wanted us to challenge, but I didn't remember that we didn't have a challenge left because of the Draymond challenge, and so... Not really sure, honestly, why I got the tech, because I wasn't really talking to the ref at all. But it is what it is.
Yeah, they would probably say for the demonstrative reaction, but Mark and I were talking about how you as a second-year player probably not getting the same amount of rope as a veteran like Draymond would get with the same reaction. But dwelling more on the positive 4-1 start, what do you think about the way the team overall has played so far through 5 games?
It's been good. I think our only downfall has been our turnovers offensively. I think defensively we've been very solid, holding teams, you know, anywhere between 90 and 110 points, I think in every game so far, almost. And I think it's just been good to have some new coaches around, some new players around. All of us gel really well together and are kind of on the same page and want one thing, which is a championship.
Brandon, what does it mean to you guys to bank some early wins without Steph?
Definitely a confidence booster. And also, it's good to, I would say it's a blessing in disguise to have him out, because if you kind of wait till middle of the year and now he's out, I think it kind of becomes confusing, like, hey, which players are expected to do what? And I think since it was so early in the season, just being a couple games in, everyone's just kind of playing free out there, and the next man up just stepped up and we just kind of played and there wasn't any expectation. And so I think it's helped us. It's going to help us when, if he's out again, we kind of know what we're doing. And so I think it's a blessing in disguise, but we always want Steph out there.
Of course. And fans want him out there as well, but fans also thrilled that you guys are 4-1 and a couple of those without Steph Curry. How do you approach the game rather when Steph's out? Does it change the way you go about playing, or do you just stick to what Pods does?
My mentality definitely switches for sure. A lot more aggressive. I think whether that's good or it's bad that I don't have that mentality when he's out there, I don't know, but I think all the little things that you see, the rebounding, diving on the floor, playing defense. I think that's whether he's in the lineup or he's not. But I think looking kind of for my own shot and for my teammates more, I think when he's out is something that I do just because, you know, a lot of times he has the ball. And so when he's not out there, someone else has to do it. But I think it's a good experience for me. Obviously, I'm going to be still playing by the time he's retired. So someone's going to have to do it at some point in a Warriors uniform. And so I think I'm perfectly suited for it.
Brandon, how much longer you got to wear the mask?
Through this road trip. And then it should be off when Clay comes to town, November 12th.
And maybe you, I know you've addressed it a little bit already, but I wonder if you could tell our audience kind of how it affects you.
Yeah, I think it's more so my depth perception close up. It has nothing to do with my shooting or anything like that. It's more so getting into the paint, my peripherals, being able to see my teammates on layups, having to see the rim. Because usually I'm just accustomed to just looking up with my eyes instead of having to lift my whole head. And if I just do that, I see the blurry mask. And so that's probably been the toughest part. Even yesterday, I knew it was bad when they had missed a shot and I went to grab a rebound and jump up. And I tried to grab it and the ball hit my face before my hands did. And so I was like, that's kind of weird. And I mean, I still got the ball, but I was like, is my depth perception, my hand-eye coordination that bad? But that's probably where it affects me most. So being able to have that off soon and being able to kind of see every which way, which I'm accustomed to having, is going to be a blessing.
Yeah, a blessing, but it feels like, I'm not to jinx it, but it might be somewhat temporary because of the way you go about playing. Does it make you pause at all with the way you play? Because you throw your body all over the place like a crash test dummy out there.
No, I don't think so. You know, whether I have the mask on or I don't, I think I'm always going to play the same way. I don't really, you know, ever go into a game thinking like, oh, I don't want to get hit in my face or I don't want to get hit. Like, I just don't kind of have that mindset. And so I just want it off just solely for the fact on offense that I can help my team be better.
Brandon Pajemski is with us here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Hey, Pods, you know, Draymond's name came up earlier in this conversation. He said something super interesting on the post game last night to the effect of really turning over a new leaf and wanting to be different around officials. And maybe I wonder, different around you guys. Do you see a different Draymond this year, and how would you describe it?
100%. Definitely a big swing from last year to this year. He's done a great job being a leader, both in practice, in the locker room, during games, in halftime, during timeouts, all kind of things that the old Draymond before last year was bringing to the team. And he's been great. And I think just to see him, how he handles the officials and stuff like that now, how that's changed has been super impressive. And it's led to, you know, the officials giving him more calls. Obviously, he's 4 out of 5 with his challenges this year, which is pretty good. But it's just been impactful, I know, for our young guys still to see what he brings to the table and what he's providing for us on a daily basis from a motivational standpoint and also a skill standpoint. You know, it's been incredible to see.
And what's the locker room vibe been like? Not to talk about, you know, last year versus this year, but just in general, the culture and the climate. You guys were 6-0 in the preseason. Now you're 4-1. And I know those games don't count for the standings, but the winning feeling has got to carry over, right?
It sure does. And it's just a bunch of high energy, high life guys that just care about winning. And it's easy to say, you know, when you're winning, but even after the Clippers loss, the feeling that we had from last year to this year, I think it was very different. Obviously, everybody's upset that we had lost to the Clippers, but you could just feel that it was different than a loss last year. And we understood what we could have done better. And it was our turnovers against the Clippers. It wasn't our defense. Our defense was good enough to win that game. But I think everyone just brings a winning mindset. And, you know, you look at guys like Kyle, who against New Orleans, not yesterday, but the day before, went 0-for-9, but had 5 steals and was a +10 or something in the plus minus. And it's just little things like that you don't need to score to impact winning. We have a bunch of guys like that.
Pods, you guys are clearly focused on defense, and so far it looks so much better. To what do you attribute that?
I would say Jerry Stackhouse. I think everybody's buy-in, combination of those two things. You know, I think the beautiful part about Jerry is he played in the NBA. He was a good defender in his own right. He was a college head coach. And so him bringing what he's learned and experienced through, you know, whatever level that may be at, has been really good. And I think because he's had experience in the NBA, guys like Steph and Draymond have kind of accepted what he brings and trust him to a degree. And I think what I said yesterday in my postgame press conference, that he's dumbed it down so much that he eliminates the gray area in defense. And obviously in basketball, there's a bunch of gray area plays. And, you know, the team that's best in those gray areas usually is one of the better teams in the league. But I think he's done a great job through camp and through these first couple of games that he's dumbed down our principles so much that everybody knows what we're doing. If this happens, then we're doing this. And so I think he's done a great job with that. And it allows everybody, whether you have high IQ, low IQ, no IQ, you can figure it out because it's super black and white.
And does that come from like help coverages and just general principles about, well, if this player gets beat to this side, it becomes much more of an automatic coverage as opposed to a read and react defense?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I don't think it's necessarily personnel-based. Obviously, before games, we will decide, like, if Zion has the ball here, what are we going to do? Like, that kind of thing. But I think, in general, it's just more where our help's coming from, what rotations we're making, how are we helping each other on baseline drives, what pass is the driver least likely to make, let's give that up. All those kind of things he takes into account. And like Draymond had mentioned, we have a defensive chart after every game that Jerry goes and grades and gives it back to us the next day. And so we have competitions within our individual selves of who can, you know, have the highest plus minus in terms of his defensive chart every game.
Brandon Pajemski's with us here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Pods, speaking of what was said after the game, did we hear you say that when you're done playing hoops, you want to play baseball?
I mean, if the opportunity presents itself and I have no things left to give with basketball and that's done with, it wouldn't hurt to try to stay active for as long as I can. But yeah, I mean, you guys know I'm a baseball player at heart and I've always played. So, to be out there and have live competition again would be something cool.
Now I'm looking at the scouting report right here and it's talking about, and I'm actually looking at video of you as a high schooler and, you know, good left-handed swing. You got a nice little curveball on the hill. Would you want to be a pitcher, first baseman, or the new Shohei Ohtani and do both, Pods?
I would want to do something similar to Ohtani, where I don't know if this is possible, but I would like to be a closer. So pitch one inning,
okay,
here and there. On the days that I might pitch, I might not, play some center field, and then also hit.
Okay, so I just want to make sure I've got this right.
Get it right.
Yeah, you want to hit and play center field. You also want to be a closer, but you don't want to start any of this till you're 35 years old. Do I have that right?
I mean, whenever basketball's over.
Well, how long are you planning to play? You're doing pretty good. I don't know if you know this. You were on the old rookie team, Brandon.
Good little player.
Yeah, like you might stick and stay, you know?
No, I'm saying I might be 40. I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah. Forget 35. Why are you trying to run him out, Mark? 35.
My fault, as one of your teammates once said.
Fantastic.
Yeah, okay. I'm not going to tell you that you can't.
Yeah. I mean, it's there.
Okay. All right. Brandon Pajemski is with us here on Willard and Dibs. Hey, by the way, also, and this is just, I'm not saying I don't like it. Here's what I am saying. We notice that when players come into the league, and this is actually any pro sport, they really start to, once they get comfortable, then you start to see that self-expression coming out. So I mean this with love, Brandon. What's the plan going forward with the hair?
The plan going forward with the hair, I'm not honestly sure. It actually is funny you brought that up because I get at least 6 or 7 text messages in my DMs from random people after every game that say, let me braid your hair. Let me do this with your hair. And so it's a cool little thing. I love my hair. I know I am young, but I'm not going to have it forever.
You're not kidding.
And I'm blessed with healthy curls from my mom and my dad. And so, I don't know, I just like them. It's a part of my personality. I know a bunch of kids dressed up like me as Halloween. Mike Dunleavy, his kid at school, one of his friends was me for Halloween, and you could just see the hair. So I think it's just a staple to who I am. And when kids see me, they think of my hair, you know, right away. And so I think I'm going to keep it.
Dude, you answered my question before I asked it. I'm like, I know for sure if someone was going to dress up as a warrior for Halloween, it's going to be you because of the hair.
Yeah. A bunch of people texted me pictures of their kids. Obviously, Mike sent a picture of one of his kids' friends at school. And so it's been really cool to see just the impact that my hair alone and how my play on the basketball court has impacted the community.
It's been a great impact, and I would just encourage you to not be afraid to branch out like JK, your teammate, who went with the braids, who went with the twisties, then he went to the shortcut, and now he's going blonde. So you can branch out, Brandon, and people are still going to love you.
Yeah, I think that's the beautiful thing about, you know, the pedestal that we have as basketball players. We can kind of do things, and people are going to like it or they're not going to like it. And, you know, it could be a trend-setting thing. And so, obviously, I'm not going to go crazy with it, but I'm just going to be, you know, Brandon Pajemski, and that's that.
Brandon, yep, love it. And you guys are on pace to go 66-16, so go get it done.
We will sure try.
Thanks for coming on, man. That was a blast.
Yes, thanks for having me, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.